In this bulletin, Qantas finds cracks in three of its Boeing 737 aircraft. The federal government criticised for failures identified in the nation's aged care system. And in tennis, Ashley Barty secures a place in the WTA semi-finals. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australian airline Qantas has identified structural cracks in three of its Boeing 737 aircraft and removed the planes from services. Earlier this month, the US Federal Aviation Administration ordered airlines to inspect 737s if they had completed more than 30,000 takeoffs and landings known as cycles for cracks. The Qantas domestic chief executive, Andrew Davies, says the planes with cracks will be back in the air by the end of the year.
Over the course of the last 7 days, our engineers have worked tirelessly to address this issue, and a check that the regulator said we needed to do in 7 months, we have done in 7 days.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has signalled plans to outlaw threats to the resources sector after days of protests at a Melbourne mining conference. The federal government says peaceful demonstrations should be allowed, but Mr Morrison is concerned about activists who hurt the economy and small businesses. He's flagged further announcements to overcome these challenges following Minister Peter Dutton's calls for protesters to cover the costs of police officers who monitor their activities. In a speech to the Queensland Resources Council, Mr Morrison has criticised the trend of radicalisation that restricts alternative views while dividing the city and regions.
There is also a related and coordinated campaign to disrupt the commercial operations of resource companies by trespassing on their property, by vandalising property, or by seeking to delay construction of essential infrastructure. There is no place for economic sabotage dressed up as activism.
While Mr Morrison says his action is not about democracy, Melbourne Greens MP Adam Bandt is opposing the plans.
There is a growing culture of secrecy and taking away people's rights to know in this country. This is another step towards removing people's rights to free speech and democracy. The Greens will fight it tooth and nail.
Federal Minister Dan Tehan agrees the interim Aged Care Royal Commission report is disturbing after identified failures within the system. The report found the aged care sector doesn't deliver safe and quality care for older Australians and recommends more home care packages to reduce waiting lists. Labor's Richard Marles says the federal government is to blame for problems with aged care because it cut more than $1 billion of funding. Mr Tehan says the government will consider all recommendations that arise from the Royal Commission.
As the Prime Minister has made very clear, the reason he called the Royal Commission is because he wants to get to the bottom of what are the issues in the sector, and if the Royal Commission says that funding's one of them, that's something the government needs to seriously look
at. United States President Donald Trump says it would be bad for business if Labor leader Jeremy Corbyn becomes Prime Minister in December's general election. Britain is set to hold an election on the 12th of December in an attempt to break the Parliament's deadlock over Brexit, with Labor's leader Jeremy Corbyn promising voters that a new deal will be negotiated. He's also criticised current Prime Minister Boris Johnson after repeated claims that the National Health Service could be sold off through a trade deal with the US. But Mr Trump has told British Radio LBC the allegations are untrue.
It's not for us to have anything to do with your healthcare system. No, we're just talking about trade. Your trade with us could be 4 to 5 times higher than it is right now. And Corbyn would be so bad for your country. He'd be so bad. He'd take you in such a bad way. He'd take you into such bad places.
In women's tennis, Ashley Barty has secured a place in the WTA semi-finals in China with a straight sets win over Petra Kvitova. The 23-year-old 6-4, 6-2 win is her third consecutive defeat of Kvitova since this year's Australian Open quarterfinals. The Australian says she enjoys the challenge of playing against the Czech.
I think it was important on my service games to, I think earlier I had a few break points against me and I played those very well, so it was important to try and keep my nose in front as best as I could, but there were a few times there I got a long way behind the baseline trying to retrieve, Petra's balls, but happy with the way that I was able to put depth and push her back a few times as well.
Let's check out the weather for tomorrow. Showers easing in Perth, 21, a possible early shower in Adelaide, 24, 22 degrees in Melbourne with showers, rain at times for Hobart, 24, 30 degrees in Canberra with the possible storm. Smoke haze in Wollongong, 27. Windy in Sydney, 28. Smoke haze for Newcastle as well, 29. Showers in Brisbane, 26. A possible shower in Cairns, 31. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.